Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Are you ready, girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda McChan and the Master. Stephanie Haynes will be on with us, ending our chakra series. You know, Stephanie is the master of chakras. But before we get going, I want to share this with you. If you practice faith while doubting its effects, you will get results that are best unsatisfactory. This is the reflection of your own weak faith on the mirror of the cosmos. On the other hand, when you stand up with strong confidence, you will attract limitless blessings. That is from my mentor, Dasakuri Keita, who gives us the roadmap to happiness, who guides us. Two humanitarians here, Dasakuri Keita, mentor. We're going to talk about that seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra. And you know, that's the command post. Stephanie's going to come on and let you know about it. And I say this affirmation every day. I am open to receive grace, and I trust in a higher power. I am worthy. You see, when you get yourself in balance and you know what's happening with your body, you can be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And I'll tell you this on Tuesday. Keep a watch out for Defeat Diabetes, Dr. Linda Davis. She has the master classes, Diabetes Transformation. Watch out for the postings, and I will keep you aware of when the next master class will be coming on. This is education. She teaches you how to unlearn, to relearn, to live again. Defeat Diabetes. Yes, it is curable. Stephanie comes on, I'll just play you a little bit.
Break it up.
You have to stay woke out here. Stay aware. And one other thing I noticed, do not click on links that are coming on your phone. It's a lot of scammers going on out here, and they get that information. So if you don't know anything about the person that's contacting you, don't worry about it. So let me play you a little bit of Alicia so you can get yourself together, because when Stephanie Haynes gets through with you, you will be saying this.
Break it up.
look so bright. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl tried. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me.
That's right, that's what you're going to be saying. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb, the Wellness Master, is with us this evening. Stephanie, welcome in. How are you doing? Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good afternoon, Linda, and listeners, thank you for having me on once again.
Yes.
So tonight, as you said, we are going to be talking about the crown chakra, which is the seventh chakra. So I have a little quote before we begin. Our divine connection, we are always in touch with the solution we are seeking. With all divine connection, we are always in touch with the solutions we are seeking. That is a quote by Wayne Dyer. So let's get into the seventh chakra. Now, the crown chakra is the seventh and the final primary energy point in the body. As its name suggests, this chakra is found at the crown of our head. Now, the Sanskrit name of the crown chakra is Sahara, which translates to thousand petals lotus. Thus, the crown chakra is considered the seat of consciousness. Now, this sacred seven and the final or main energy center govern the entirety of our consciousness, our thoughts, wisdom, and awareness. Now, as we are connected to the universe and the divine, this chakra trait includes unity, enlightenment, serenity, and the ability to see the beauty, essentially the divine, in everything. Whereas the root being the first of the chakra, this was our physical reality and our connection to earthly life. The crown governed our spiritual existence and our connection to both the universe and our higher realm of divine. Now, the Sahara also plays a fundamental role in the functioning of our energy body, as it regulates the dispersion of the prana, which is our life force, the life energy, into the six other chakras located below the crown. Now, the seventh chakra is often seen as the bridge between the physical and the non-physical realm. Now, when the chakra is in balance, the crown chakra is governed to our spiritual connection and our consciousness, and because it plays such a crucial role in the health of our other chakras, it is imperative that it be open and balanced for overall healthy functions of our energy body. Now, in case of a block or underactive crown chakra, you are likely to find empathetic, loneliness, passive, energetically numb, physically fatigued, which is burnt out, okay? We may be disconnected from others, emotionally and otherwise, or have a lack of direction, which result in being unable to establish or maintain or manifest our goals. That there can be a sense of aimlessly drifting through life without purpose or connection. Now, often, as an overactive crown chakra result in a desire of material belonging, which can never be satisfied. This greed and superficiality can also manifest as arrogance about life, sin to others, resulting in a further disconnected from humanity. Instead of seeing the divine connection among all of us, we see only what disconnects us from others. A spiritual disconnect from the divine is a disconnect from all that is, the other being, and the universe. Are there any questions, Linda?
No, I'm writing it down, especially looking at this overactive chakra that creates that greed and stuff. So, you know, I'm taking my notes over here. I hope everybody else is joining me. This is good stuff, okay?
All right, so let's move on. Elvin, there is such a thing as too much of a good thing. Mm-hmm. And overactive crown chakra can be detrimental in multiple ways. It can lead to us being obsessive in our spirituality. We may need a spiritual fix in order to get through our day, which is unhealthy when used as a crush, make like a cigarette, addiction, or addicted. Now, we can also become very ungrounded as we pursue our divine connection at the cost of our earthly life, forgetting the very important anchor of our root chakra. We may find ourselves constantly on the lookout for the sign for the divine and believing or overanalyzing everything we see or experiences. Now, you know, I spent this few years ago into my spiritual awakening when I pursued my divine knowledge and connection in an undergrounded, bordering or obsessive manner at the expense of particularly in any physical life. Now, I believe experiencing an overactive crown chakra happens to most people at some point during their spiritual awakening. However, it is important to be awake or aware of this and not flow off into the cosmos at the cost of, because sometimes we just go aimlessly through through the day without any kind of purpose or connection to anything or anyone. So it's very important to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the seven energy center governs the pineal gland and our neurological system, as well as our eyes, our ears, and our nose. Now, common physical ailments due to the blocked brow chakra include the following: the migraine, the pituitary gland tissue, thyroid issues, hormonal imbalance, chronic fatigue, loss of hair, cognitive issues, neurological disorder, nerve pain, psychological issues from anxiety or depression. Now, when the crown chakra opens, now that's what happens when it's closed or when it's imbalanced. Now, when it's open, as with all of the chakras, there are some uncomfortable symptoms, both physically and mentally, as this energy center opens. Now, when the crown chakra, you may feel some intense sensation at the top of your head, typically a tingling, which can lead to a more powerful vibration that can make the scalp, head, body, and nerves throb. Now, in some cases, you may feel an intense pressure as the energy center opens, resulting in headaches, dizziness, disorientation, a ringing in the ear or head, or a mild feeling of electricity, energy, as though you are being zapped. Now, during the ailments of the crown chakra, you are likely to experience an increased sense of intuition and connection to both yourself and the spiritual realm. Now, whether you consider divine to be God, angel, the universe, Buddha, a spiritual animal, however you define it, you are likely to feel this powerful connection. Now, as you experience this connection, you may have a surge of emotions and feel more attached to others, while perhaps simultaneously realizing your detachment from them, especially in the case of an underactive crown chakra. Now, more pleasant symptoms include unity with all of the existing things and a sense of bliss and peace from knowing that there is more than just what we experience on earth. You see beauty in all things, and as a result, the appetite you own beauty, to appreciate your own beauty, not just in your physical self, but in your spiritual self. A bonus is that inner beauty not resonate externally. You know, they always say the beauty inside out.
Yes.
You know, so that's very important. What's in you and what's inside of you is going to reflect on the outside. Now, during this experience, it is also normal to feel some of the old overactive or underactive symptoms temporarily rearing that head again. But this is usually just a temporary part of the process of alignment. You may find that as a result of your crown chakra opening, You feel a flood of energy, both physically and spiritually, coursing across your head. And the other chakra may awaken further or go through a natural balancing process. Now, let's talk about the goddess archetype, which is the guru, right? Now, the guru is the spiritual teacher, showing the student how to live in a spiritually enlightened manner. Now, of course, there are many different teachers across the religion and spiritual circles, but guru part is that she is able to impart divine wisdom, the desire for self-realization, and a sense of wholeness within her students. Now, this guru doesn't want to be your guru. She wants you to be your own guru. The guru wants you to see her students both because the very best version of themselves through their divine connections and the rise above the earthly physical plane beyond the material and the worldly life. Now, in some ways, the guru can resemble the wisdom woman that we talked about, the goddess archetype of the brow chakra. But whereas the wisdom woman is indeed wise, the guru is divinely wise. The guru sees all and knows the divine connection between every event and the purpose of even those that seem bad. Now, just as the crown chakra is at the top of the chakra ladder, the guru is the head archetype of the chakra system, making her a role pure guru, arrogance, or hierarchy. In fact, a truly powerful guru knows because everyone and everything is connected. Everyone is also a teacher, and lesson comes from all life experiences, whether it's good or bad. Now, the guru represents the spiritual teacher that resides in each of us and our higher self. We might not think of ourselves as even being spiritual teachers, even being enlightening enough to become a guru, and perhaps we will never be spiritual teacher, but that does not mean we can't adopt the traits of the guru and use them as a role model for the development of our crown chakra. Our ultimate goal in our chakra works is to reach this level of enlightenment, much like the guru, and to realize that we are more than this earth and this body, that there is so much more to us than our existence. Everything is connected, and ultimately that we are one. It is then that we see there is beauty in everything. The opening of the crown chakra, despite its odd sensation, was one of the favorite experiences and a turning point for me. Now, as I realized I no longer need a specific guru or a spiritual teacher, instead, I knew that all of life would be my teacher. I could not conceive of it. I became a spiritual teacher myself. However, the truth is that as much as I am a teacher, I am more so an eternal student of life. I'm always learning. Now let's go into the crown chakra stones. Are there any questions, Linda, before I go ahead?
No, 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 no questions. Just got these wonderful notes here.
Okay. So we're going to go into the crown chakra stone. All right, so some of my favorite stones for the crown chakras are recommended. The majority are colorless. And I find this both calming and a reminder of the pure divine energy of this energy center. Now, the first stone is selenite. Selenite is a clear colorless stone. It is especially vibrational, distilling negative emotions and bringing clarity to the mind. This ethereal stone connects us to our own higher connection and consciousness and to the realm of the divine. So it is wonderful to use for opening the crown chakra. Selenite wand carries a very purifying energy and can clear the area of both people and items. I use mine to clear crystals and other items. I keep it in my sacred space for rituals and meditation. Now the clear quartz is another one. Now this is one of my must-have stones. It's the clear quartz. This common yet extraordinary stone has powerful cleaning and energizing properties. You know, I like to use both the polished clear quartz stone and the wand for meditation, for rituals, and in healing. Now, planting a medium-sized polish, placing a middle-sized polished clear quartz stone on top of your head or surrounding the head area during the crown activation will help you to open this powerful energy center and to facilitate a divine connection. And the next one is a diamond. And they say diamond is the girl best friend. So diamonds are not only a girl best friend, but also a powerful stone for our healing tools. Often refers to as the stone of invincibility, thanks to its hard nature, diamond has purifying, protective, courageous, and abundant energy. You can use a piece of diamond jewelry during your crown chakra meditation and rituals, and then wear it with the intention for this to continue to stimulate your divine connection. Now, amethyst, this is one of my favorites. The amethyst is a wonderful stone for meditation, for rituals, and for balancing all of the chakras. This relations to the crown chakra is it is best to try and obtain an amethyst crystal that is as indigo as possible to tap into the seventh chakra. Now, by using amethyst in a ritual or meditation, you can bring tranquility to your mind and clear it so you can experience the pure connection and your pure consciousness, wisdom, and bliss that comes with a open and balanced crown chakra. Now, I have a large piece of raw amethyst on my altar. I have it on my desk at work. I have a piece next to my bedside, you know. And at some time, I just use, I have the little small pieces that I put them in a pouch, and I just carry them with me. Now, if there's no question, we're going to go into the crown chakra essential oils.
Okay.
All right. So now all of the essential oils recommend here is having calming and relaxing properties. And some also have a mystical point notion, like connotation, such as frankincense, myrrh, were considered to be gifts fit for a king, as refers to the biblical story of the three wise men. But we also have lavender, just as amethyst serves as a healing stone for all the seven of the chakras. So too is lavender. Lavender oil is universal in its energetic assistance to all of the chakras. When it comes to the crown chakra, lavender brings calmness and peace of mind, which facilitates clear mindedness and maintains the open and the balanced flow of the seventh energy center. Now, diffusing the oil for the rituals and meditation, or placing a few drops on your pillow at night promotes peace, peace of mind, and a divine connection. And then you have frankincense. Frankincense is often known as the holy oil. Frankincense is another must-have in your essential oil toolbox, as it promotes tranquility and activates a spiritual connection. You can diffuse the oil for meditation and rituals, or take a few drops directly inhalation to create almost instant energy lift. Now, this ancient oil have certain properties that stimulates the pineal and the pituitary gland, so it has both the emotional and the physical benefits. You know, I like to diffuse the frankincense oil by itself and combine it with other oils to create a custom blend. Now, Bernard is another oil. It's a lesser known but potent essential oil. It has a rich earthly aroma that is grounding and can balance an overactive crown chakra. Now, this oil also has properties that help the brain and relieve some tension, headaches, and migraines that are symptomatic of an imbalanced seventh chakra. All right. And then we have myrrh. It's another magical essential oil. Myrrh is wonderful for stimulating an overactive or black crown chakra. I recommend using this oil as part of a custom blend for massaging the scalp and helping to open up the crown chakra. All right, so if there's no question, Linda, we're going to move on to the, yes.
The all that you said, was it spironoid? That's for the brain and the tension. What is the name of that oil before myrrh?
The spironoid.
Okay, how do you spell that?
S-P-I-K-E-N-A-R-D.
Okay, that's what I needed. Okay, great. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So now we go to, you know, if you have this oil with you, this is a great opportunity to learn how to blend them together. All right, if not, take notes so you can go out and buy these oils and create this blend. It's called a Divine Connection Blend. Now, the purpose of this custom oil blend is to connect you to your higher self and the divine realm. Now, the energies of the Divine Connection Blend will also assist with rituals and meditations during the process of opening and balancing your crown chakra. You can also use the blend at times when you feel disconnected from yourself, others, or the universe, or when you need a little energetic assistance to reconnect you to your spiritual path. All right, so the first ingredients that we need a 2 tablespoons of almond oil or any other carrier oil, 3 drops of lavender essential oils, 2 drops of frankincense oil, 2 drops of myrrh, and 1 drop of spikenard essential oil. And then the equipment you're going to use, you need a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and 1 dropper. So this will make about 1.5 ounce. And the third thing you're going to do, you're going to pour the almond oil into a dark glass bottle. Number 2, you're going to using a dropper at each essential oil. Then you're going to cover the bottle and swirl it lightly. Then you can massage this on the top of your head, your neck. You can inhale it if you need to. But just remember, it's only for external use only. All right. So we're going to go into, if there's no questions, Linda, we can go into the crown chakra visualization. And at this time, I want everybody, you know, to get relaxed. You can put, if you're writing, you can put your pens and your paper down. And just find a comfortable space. Now, if you've been with me for the last 6 weeks or so, you probably already have your sacred space created. So what I want you to do now is just find a space. You can either sit, lie, whatever's comfortable for you to just relax. And we're going to get ready to go into this meditation. So now it's very important to cleanse the physical and the energetic space of your crown chakra. And you're just going to take a few moments to smudge your space in yourself. You can do it with sage if you have it. Then after you take the sage to smudge your space over your, you know, your around your crown chakra, then you can also, the way you can do this is use the Divine Connection. It's the blend that we just talked about putting together, which is the frankincense, you know, or we can just take a little bit of that. And using that and putting a little small side at the top of your forehead. Then you can get a little medium-sized polished stone. It can be a clear quartz or cellulite. You can diffuse lavender to give that little ambiance and smell. Or another crown chakra oil. Then you're going to just take a deep breath in, inhaling, smelling, exhaling out. And just do about a few times. And then just settle in your comfortable position. Now laying down with your eyes closed Let's take a few cleansing breaths. Inhaling in through your nostrils and exhaling out through your mouth. Now, while visualizing your brain as a beautiful violet light, bringing your attention to the crown of your head and see your breath as a vibrant violet light entering into your head and flooding your entire head and brain. See the violet light wafting in all the parts of your head and feel itself, pure energy. Focus on the crown of your head and see the violet light foaming a half moon on top of your head, symbolizing your crown chakra. Now notice what this half moon looks and feels like. Observe its exact shape, dimension, and color, and whether it's static or spinning. Continuing to observe this half moon, a mental note of any image that comes to mind, memory, feelings, thoughts, and intuitive insight you receive as the state of this powerful energy center. Now, once you feel you have obtained significant insight into the functioning of your crown chakra, let's take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body, and then gently open your eyes. How everybody feel? All right. Okay, so now we're going to go into the activation. So I hope you're still with me, Linda.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you were falling asleep. All right, so now let's go into the activation. Now, as you're massaging your scalp with a few drops of the divine connection or the crown chakra oil, then take a shower and wash your hair thoroughly, massaging the crown of your head gently and visualizing the water purifying both your physical and energetic body. Now, this activation is best performed with the assistance of natural light. You can be outdoors, if the elements permit, if it's not raining, snowing, wherever you may be. But if you prefer to be inside, carry out the activation near a window or in a room with natural light. Have your crown chakra stones in your hand. Now, if you have selenite or quartz wand, wave them around the top of your head to help clear its energetically. Now take one of your smooth polished crown chakra stone and place it on the crown of your head as though you are wearing a crystal cap. Focusing on the crown of your head, visualizing it once the violet half moon and see the healing violet light permeating through your entire head and brain. Now feel the healing and the calmness qualities as you breathe in, calling clarity, expanded consciousness, and the divine connection. As you exhale, release through that do not serve you or that are outdated, this harmony or unloving. Bring your attention to the violet half moon, crowing your head, and see an opening at the top of it, which allows light to steam in. See the light as a purifying golden light. With your breath, inhale this light through the opening of the half moon and see it shining into your head, almost like a torchlight. Welcome this light as your divine connection, which allow you to connect to the body, your higher self, and the divine realm. Expansion within your mind and the realization that everything and everyone is connected. There is divine order in your life, even if it does not appear so. Feel a sense of gratitude flood your body as you relate the connection and the beauty in all existence. Focusing once again on the crown of your head, see the violet half moon transformed into a beautiful violet, which start to open up in more petals than you can count, all opening up towards that golden light, which continue to emanate from above. As this lotus continue to flower, feel a sensation of calmness. Your entire body from the head to toe, as you realize that you are divinely connected, guided, and protected, gently open your eyes while you are finished. So you can open your eyes if you're ready to come back. And just take a deep breath in. Exhale out. And just bring your arms on top of your head. And interlace your fingers. And just take a deep breath in. And just and exhale out. All right. Let's wake back up. All right. So let's go into the crown chakra reflection. Now, I want you to remember what happened, and I hope you was journaling down the thoughts and feelings that came on while you was going through the activation, all right, in the first meditation. So the visualization, the activation, so now we're going to go into the reflection. You know, write down how you feel of the things that came back as you was reflecting on things might have happened and you have not let go yet. Or things that you try to figure out and you're trying to strategize it and that's not always good. You know, sometimes we ignore the little small voice that comes to us to tell us what we need to do. I think sometimes we get in our own way of our own spirituality. That first pure thought that comes to mind, we ignore that feel or think it should be. If we only just take that moment to really sit still and listen, you know, it was a saying, the first mind is the right mind, you know. But then you, I always got to say, well, it all depends on where your mind is. And your spirituality is connected, or is it on other things? So we have to be mindful to where, how we use our mind. Our mind can be a weapon at times. It also can be a blessing and healing. And we want to have our minds to be able to be that blessing and that healing, to bring unity, to bring community, to bring health and wealth to each other. So as we go through our activation, and if you need to take some more, you know, the divine, or you can rub some more on the top of your head. You know, you can take a shower, you know, whatever you might want to do to go through and just do the release from the activation and from the reflection. All right. So, at this time, you know, you can just rub a little lavender on you, that divine connection blend that we put together earlier. And it's placed an amethyst crystal on your writing desk. No, as you write. And you can, you know, as you sit down at your desk, or however you want to sit where you're writing, you know, also you can have some of your polished stones with you as well. Or you can just hold them in your hand. And then as you are connecting to its clarifying properties, you can take out your journal. And this journal about your crown chakra visualization and the activation. And this note, what you have learned so far about your crown chakra and any insight you might have on how you can bring this powerful energy center into the alignment and the ultimate flow. You can use the questions that I'm getting ready to you know, guide you through your reflections. And you can write these down as well. Now, do you view your life experience through a spiritual perspective? Do you view your life experiences through a spiritual perspective? What is your spiritual truth? And do you honor this in your life? Do you practice your belief? Do you engage in religion and or spiritual rituals? And do you do these with intention? Not because it's Sunday, I have to go to church. Or being a Buddhist, I'm just going to a meeting just because. But what are your intentions? Do you feel connected to yourself and a higher source when conducting your rituals, going to your religious establishment? Do you appreciate the beauty of nature? Are you able to see that an appreciation of beauty, whether in yourself, others, or nature, makes life more enjoyable? Do you believe in your birthright to experience bliss? Do you feel that you need to solve all of your problems or achieve certain things to experience deep happiness? Are you comfortable with stillness and silence? Do you feel connected to yourself and all living beings, whether people, animals, or plants? Crown chakra's affirmation provides support when you need them. So now we just did the reflection. We're going to go into our affirmations. Questions, Linda, before I go into affirmations?
Oh, no, I got them. I got the questions down. I always go back, and before we move further, I tell all the listeners to go back because, you know, these shows are archived, and make sure you take time to make your list and write your questions down, okay? If you missed anything, you can always go back. Yeah, this is serious stuff here. This is keeping that balance. I'm loving it. We love the chakras. Okay, we can go into the affirmations now.
All right. So the affirmations, so the crown chakra affirmation provides support when you are in the process of opening and aligning the energy center. Now, by repeating them multiple times a day, you can create a mental, emotional, and energetic shift that will facilitate the opening and the balancing flow of the seven chakras. You can also repeat them wherever you need to, embody more of the trait of the guru and the positive quality of a balanced crown chakra. That these mantras are best repeated silently with your eyes closed. To begin, diffuse one of your combination of your crown chakra essential oil and inhale the aroma. You can either put some on the top of your head, your neck, your temples, and focusing in your attention on the crown of your head. Now visualizing the violet, the half moon, once more. Then begin to repeat your affirmation. As you do so, envision a violet light swirling around your half moon. Allow this light to infuse you with calmness and the knowledge that all is well and all it should be. As you repeat your affirmation, see the violet half moon slowly transform into a beautiful lotus flower. And as the flower opens, feel a sense of peace, connection, and other bliss flood your body. If you repeat after me, the first affirmation: I am one with the universe. I am one with the divine. I honor and nurture my divine connection. I embrace the perfection and imperfection. I trust that all that is unfolding is for my highest good. I am at peace with myself, all of life. I experience bliss regularly, simply from loving my everyday life. All right, Miss Linda, that's it.
Well, you know what, Stephanie? We got through the crown of this. We love the chakra series because, as I stated, you are the master. You take us through our awls, our stones, our visualization, activation, reflection. We have to go back from time to time. I have a whole chalkboard of my affirmations up. But I keep a list, and I suggest that, you know, when you're out there shopping for your awls, you have your list with you so you know which ones you want to buy. But I do have a question. Now, there's seven chakras, and we know everything starts at the root. We went to that chakra number one. And now we're at the top, which is the crown. If you're going through something, I mean, persons, this takes a while to get acclimated. You know, this is a skill. This is over and over. But if I was wanting to relax and I just wanted to diffuse some lavender and just kind of like open up my crown, and I don't really have everything that I need, is that jeopardizing? Should I make sure that I have my alts, I have my stones, I have everything set up? Just don't try to do it. It has to go, it's a ritual. It has to go, it has steps to it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But however, if you don't have all of it, it's just your intention.
Okay.
You know, everything else is just a prop.
Okay.
You know. Everything, you know, I'm always teaching, everything you need and desire is within you.
That's right.
You know,
That's right.
And everything starts with a made-up mind.
Yes.
And a confident, and a confident mind, you know.
Yes.
And having a mind to be able to release and let go and to expand yourself to view the unknown, opposed to fear the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Allow your body to go into those places that you're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And trusting.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are ending. This is the chakras is something that, you know, everyone requests because it's balancing yourself out. And once you learn the flow of what's happening with your body, of what you, like you say, we're out there exploring every day, just out there. Sometimes we go for things and we try to figure out in our minds, well, why isn't this happening? Why isn't that happening? But we also have to understand that might not be the one. Okay, but if you're out of tune and out of balance and being overactive and all of that stuff happening at one time, you'll never be able to figure it out. So that's why it's very important that we keep ourselves in balance and learn how to, as you say, sit still. You have to sit still. That's very, very important. You know, I love my peace. I have to be in a peaceful chaotic situations just don't work for me. I have to have that peace to unify not only yourself but your community, but you have to start with you first. Your body has to be unified, and it has to be balanced, and it's very important. You'll notice the difference. I like the idea about the guru, you know, the wise person versus the divine guru that's going elevating up to another level. When you can deal on that higher, I love everything that you do.
but you know the chakras is our thing. The chakras, and it's so many things that you carry in your book, The Healing of the Womb. There's chapters and chapters and chapters of different things, removing of the mask and forgiveness and all of that stuff. It's just a wonderful book to have in your library. It's just a wonderful book to go over and over and over on. It's a wonderful gift, you know, because everyone needs to know how to stay in balance. And I'd like to ask you, Stephanie, how, give us your information. I know that Black Women for Wellness, they're doing things. I looked at the notice. I've been so crazy taking care of all these projects. Sometimes I scan in, but what's happening? Is anything happening for this month of October with the organization, with the wellness program? What's happening with that?
Well, I got two events coming up. We have the Taste of Soul on Saturday. So we'll have a booth there with NCNW.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, we'll be with the Black Women for Wellness. We'll be doing an event for breast cancer awareness.
Okay. So
yes.
Taste of Soul is happening, and where is the event for the breast cancer on Sunday?
It's in Long Beach. Let me get the information.
Okay. Oh, great.
Yes. All righty. So it said, join us for a day of empowering discussion, insightful workshops, and guidance on maintaining breast health and wellness. So it's going to be Sunday, October the 22nd, from 12 to 4 p.m. It's going to be at the SkyLink at Long Beach.
What is the name again?
SkyLink.
What is SkyLink?
Link. Link.
SkyLink.
SkyLinks. The SkyLink at Long Beach. That's on each Wardrobe Road. That's in Long Beach. 90808. So please be sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
90808.
Okay. Again? Yeah, the zip code is 90808.
And the street location is?
Say it again, Al?
The street location again is?
It's the East Wardrobe, Royal Road. That's WARDLOW Road, Long Beach, California, 90808.
Okay. And this is happening this Sunday. Is there RSVP or is this just community or is it a charge?
You got to go on, let me see. I'll send you the link. So it's a QR board that you have to click on and register. But they're asking you to please bring a bra or shirt for to paint. I guess if you're doing artwork on a bra or a shirt. Yeah, so you also can go to bwwla.com and go to the website and register.
Okay.
But I'll send you a copy of the flyer.
Great. Okay. That's on Sunday the 22nd. And this Saturday, A Taste of Soul is happening. And that's in the Lemurg Park area, Crenshaw. That's on 1021. And you guys will have a vendor area boot out there, right? So persons, if you're out there.
Near Bank of America.
Okay. So you're near Bank of America. Okay.
On Crenshaw. That's over there near Abberson.
Okay, Bank of America, is that? Oh, okay, I'm trying to get my bearings here. Okay, I know exactly where it is. So it stretches out that far, huh?
Uh-huh. So you know what Macy's is? So it's on the side where Macy is, yes.
Okay, okay.
That might be because I have not attended the Taste of Soul, but now that I know where you're located, that's a pretty good area to get in and get easy too, because if it's near the Macy's area, that's coming up. What is that, Obama? That's on more north. It's not going down deep into where all the food vendors is. Everybody right. lined up over there also.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, we appreciate you. I know you've been a busy, busy lady out there, because she has her ear to the sidewalk moving out there. So this Sunday, I'm going to mention it. I'll send them actually, when you send me the link, I'll mention that for Sunday so they can go. What is the latest date that they can check in? Is there a cutoff date on that breast cancer from Long Beach?
You have to check the link.
Okay. Okay. Well, all I can say is we appreciate you and taking out time, because I know you've been moving out there. And then with the Taste of Soul now, you guys Buddha be set up. That I have to come and visit. That's going north. So I know how to get in there and get away from all of that traffic. I know what you call the back streets to bring me up from the other side, and I'll let this end know what's happening. That's on the open end down there. It's not down in the meat crowd, right? Because I know it's a lot of food out there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Very good. I'm not going to hold you. We appreciate you. And I know that it's crazy. So where will we be moving after the chakras? Where are we going to go? Are we going to the, I don't know why the forgiveness keeps coming up. All the removing of the mask, you know, those are my two favorites always. So why is it, is it forgiveness that needs to be talked about? How do you feel about that?
Well, actually, we can start doing the healing of the wound.
Okay.
Yes.
And so for your book, for the ordering of the books, if someone wanted to purchase, is that give us the website again, the way to contact you to order your book, because they're excellent gifts. Excellent gift.
Yes,
for person.
Yeah, they can email me.
Okay.
At fashionblyfit22@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's fashionblyfit22@gmail.com.
Okay. Email her out there. You get that book. They make awesome gifts, you know, for persons of all ages, from the young minds all the way up to the mature minds. And it's something that you want to have in your library. Stephanie Haynes, we love you. We appreciate you. And we're so grateful to be connected with you. You have no idea. And I'm going to say, on that note, I know you've been plugging out there. I'm not going to hold you. It has been a treat. We have finished the chakra series. We'll give you a rest on it, but this is something that can go over and over and over. And if you listen and you pay attention and take your notes, you will have your body aligned and balanced and your mind free and clear. Stephanie, we love you. And I'm going to say thank you. Listener Stephanie Haynes, this is the author of The Healing of the Wound. There's two events coming up, Taste the Soul on Saturday. Go out and join them. They will be there. Look for the booth, and that's for the Black Women Wellness booth. Is that correct? Is that the booth that will be out there?
No, it will be the NCNW.
NCNW, okay. The National Council for Black Women. Is that pronounce it for me?
No.
Let me know what the.
No, it's the National Council of Negro Women.
Okay, National Council of Negro Women. Look for that banner out there. Get a chance to see her personally, get some good information, and we'll put the link out there for the breast cancer workshop that's happening in Long Beach. Seems like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. You might want to take a ride down there and see what's going on and get some of that education. Stephanie, we love you. please have a great evening. I know you're getting in. I'll try to, if I may, I don't know if you have another meeting within about 20 minutes. May I give you a call when you have time and you have something else planned?
No, that's fine.
Okay, I'll give you a call. Make sure it's not too late. Stephanie, we love you. We appreciate you, and we are so grateful that you're in our life.
When your heart is free, have a good day. It's easy to make a decision when your head is clear. You know you have good judgment, but when your life is turning topsy-turvy,
reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and never a shadow. On the wind I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, he'll do what I please. Golden eye, shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. You'll never know the days, the nights, the tears I cried. But now my time has come. Other girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain takes him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got. You'll never know from the shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I've got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time.
That's right. You have been listening to Tell It Tuesday with Stephanie Haynes and Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. You know, we want you to stay woke, never retreat. Do not believe any endeavor. You want to stay safe and aware. Stay kind, starting with yourself. Remember, we are all connected. Move forward and upward and participate to elevate. I'm going to bring it to you. Get your research together. Vote, vote, vote. We're starting early out here. Meet the candidates. Do your research. The change makers are here. But you have to put the right ones in the seat and not the weak, okay? And in order to do that, you have to vote, vote, vote. And a reminder, keep your eyes open for Defeat Diabetes. Dr. Glenda Davis. With her Diabetes Transformational Masterclasses, free of charge. Keep your eye open. I'll keep you posted on the next date. You want to learn how to heal yourself and live again. Okay, diabetes is curable, and she is the one that's going to give you the information and the education about it. Check it out, Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes. It is curable out there. We love you out here. Stay safe, stay kind, and just stay you. We love you.
We'll be right back. the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.